right you are, dear Paul, that we hear of famous people's deaths while on vacation. Perhaps it's so their funerals are not too crowded, with their loyal fans being out of town and all. Those celebrities are pretty clever. I've heard that someone's born every 8 seconds, so I presume that someone dies every 8 seconds just to keep things even. It makes me feel shortchanged when I read the obituary page. Someone's holding back information. It also prompts me to flip through the telephone directory on sleepless nights, saying over and over and over again, yep, you're all going, every last one of you. Business. I just wish it was less memorable. My high school locker partner Ned worked part-time for a mortician. Imagine dressing dead people, straightening their ties and fluffing up their hair so you can afford to take a girl out to the movies on Saturday night. Went out with a boy who died. The hardest part was knowing that his body didn't just disappear on the bed the moment he left. I think that's what keeps me off of suicide. The idea that there's something left for someone else to clean up. How rude and inconsiderate. It's a pain to take out the weekly trash, let alone figure out what to do with over 100 pounds of flesh that's about to go bad. Be even worse in India, where there's a religious cult which believes you shouldn't desecrate any of the elements with the dead. Shower. As if I moved to Antarctica, leaving no forwarding address.
Cuckoo, gonna do a song dedicated and written by Billy Joel, because he had to unfortunately cancel his tour with Elton John, and we know you're very disappointed. This song is called Big Shot. When they were all impressed with the whole team dressed, get the people that you knew at an age. When they're throwing up your latest success, get the story to change. When you end up with a B-shot, D-drop, actor, turn the party out. Have to be a B-shot, D-drop, have to open up your mouth. Have to be a B-shot, D-drop, always got the piece of crown. Have to have the
Well, Madonna versus Godzilla was the next big hit. You know, better than Dick Tracy or whoever that other one was. I don't really remember. And Madonna versus Godzilla. Madonna versus Godzilla. Madonna versus Godzilla. Madonna versus Godzilla.
Thank you. You've been looking for volunteer projects near you? Call 1-800-VOLUNTEER or click on 1-800-VOLUNTEER.org.
Hello, Dave Emery here. I'm inviting you to join me and 88.3 FM WCBN Ann Arbor every Friday at 6 p.m. for Dave Emery's For the Record. We look at history and where it's gotten us in a whole new light. That's Dave Emery's For the Record every Friday evening at 6 on 88.3 FM WCBN Ann Arbor, freeing your mind for over 30 years.
Well, you're tuned to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul Simpson, the answer is in the beat. That is the program that you are listening to. We just heard a whole bunch of 7-inches that I found in the radio station library. That last thing right there was actually two things mixed together. The thing with the beat was Alec Empire with 2224. And the bloopy blippy sounds on top of that were Bruce Gilbert from Wire with a track called BYO Sachet from a record called Instant Shed Volume 1. Which comes in a machine-sealed silver foil sleeve. Not unlike a Pop-Tart sleeve. Or, you know, a thing that a Pop-Tart comes in. So you have to cut the thing open if you want to get the record out. But that actually came out on Sub Pop, which is pretty interesting because it's a really... I mean, it's typical for his solo stuff, but definitely not typical of his Wire stuff. Anyway, before that we heard One Speed Bike with I Am a Pretzel on a Stealth Mission to Kill the President from a record that came out on Brooklyn Beats when George W. Bush was president. Obviously. Before that we heard Criterion with March of the Oil Barons from the 7-inch that came out under the name Brooklyn Beast. It was a split 7-inch. Crito did one track and Doyle did another track. So we played the Crito track. That's shorthand. Everyone calls him Crito because, you know, we're friends and stuff. But his recording name is Criterion. I think it's actually his real name, too. Believe it or not. Before Criterion, we heard from a group called Accidental Potato Chip. The song is called Madonna vs. Godzilla. Came out on a 7-inch in 1990. And it's pretty interesting because it has, like, sounds from a skipping Madonna CD. So, I mean, John Oswald was using skipping CDs. Oval was using skipping CDs, but I think those were later than 1990. So, there you go. Before that, we heard the Beastie Boys doing a live cover of Big Shot, the Billy Joel song. And that is the B-side to Alive, which was the song from their Greatest Hits album about 10 years ago. Yeah, before that, we heard Gertie Farish with The Magic Restoring Power of Sleep from an EP called Deadly Attackers. Before that, Cause Commotion with This Time Next Year from one of their earlier 7-inches on What's Your Rupture from about 2005. Adventures in Stereo before that with Waves On from one of their 7-inches on the Bobsled label. And we started this off at 5 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. That was not what I wanted to do. This is what I wanted to do. Yes. Yeah, we started that off at 5 with Algebra Suicide, Little Dead Bodies from a 7-inch record on the Buzzorama label from about 1986, 85, something like that. All right, so it is time for concert calendar information. Yes. So, tonight, Saturday, January 30th, Aaron Ruth, Fred Thomas, Kelly Calderwell, and T-Bone will be performing at the Spare House, 213 East Kingsley in Ann Arbor. Doors at 9 p.m. All ages. Yeah. Check it out. Also tonight, the conclusion of two things that are going on this weekend. Detroit Rocks for Haiti concludes at the Magic Stick. Performers will include Bump, Electric Fire Babies, The Juliets, and Mick Bassett and the Marthas. More information. This benefit concert is at MajesticDetroit.com. Also, concluding later today, is the Ann Arbor Folk Festival. So, Roseanne Cash, Richie Havens, Doc Watson, Raul Malo, The Hot Club of Cowtown, and Enter the Haggis are playing today. Patty Larkin is the MC. Also, Adam Franklin from the band Swerve Driver plays at PJ's Lager House in Detroit with Obelisk and Solar Temple Cult. Also this weekend, Sunday, Ladysmith Black Mambazo at the Hill Auditorium. And next week, Wednesday, February 3rd, Dr. Dog with the Growlers at the Crowfoot. February 4th, Malinky from Scotland are playing at the Ark. Kerry Rodriguez, Ben Solly, and Aaron McKeown play at Callahan's in Auburn Hills. The Bad Plus at the Mendelssohn Theater. That's all Thursday. Friday, February 5th, Cowboy Mouth with Junior Brown at the Magic Bag, the Fat Swallow Review, featuring Marion Hayden at the DIA, and the Juggernaut Jug Band at the Greenwood Coffee House. All right, second page. And it's a half page, so it's not a lot of shows. Saturday, February 6th, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys at the Ark. Trevor Dunn's Mad Love at the Pike Room. Peter Mulvey and Drew Nelson at the Trinity House in Livonia. And the Quaby Sisters from Texas play with the Saline Fiddlers at Saline Middle School. Tuesday, February 16th, B.B. King and Buddy Guy at the Fox. Wednesday, February 17th, the Neville Brothers and Dr. John at the Michigan Theater. And Bela Fleck presents The Africa Project featuring musicians from Mali and Tanzania at the Hill Auditorium. And finally, Friday, February 19th, Patti Smith at St. Andrew's Hall. So there's concert info. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, and 11:30. And also at 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. So go out more, damn it. All right. I don't got a whole lot left to play. Yeah. I'm going to play something up next that I also found in the 7-inch library from Wayne Butane. But first, we have this.
Get on
board and take a musical journey through the history of Jamaican music. I'm Brian Thompson. Join me as we listen to ska, rock, steady, and early reggae music every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on the train to Skaville, right here on WCBN FM, Ann Arbor.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Monkey.
We care about you. And that's the reason for this recording, because we care about you. We care about you.
But before we go on, let me stress again my main theme.
We care about you.
I don't care.
I'm afraid we're in for a bad time, Ann. A very bad time.
You goddamn right, that's what I'm talking about.
Jesus wants us to be a sunbeam.
How's that?
And now pant. And the baby's head is born. Fine, take a deep breath. The next contraction, give a small push for the shoulders. Fine. Now the rest of the baby just slips out. Beautiful. This is the first sound of a healthy baby who has just come into the world within the sound and sight of his mother and father.
That's all there is to it. And now you're on your own. So go out and have a ball.
Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. I'll put it back in, put it back in, put it back in, put it back in. Ooh!
Please come soon.
We're winding the clock up. We're winding the clock up. We're winding the clock up. We're winding the clock up.
Here are a few examples of what has happened to salesmen that we have trained. Roger Rusley. Thomas Ruplin of the Motorola Company in Minneapolis. Don Strandamo. Jim Holden of American Standard Plumbing. Thank you.
Listen to what Dave Lubeck of Molly Hatchet had to say in a recent radio interview.
I tell you, I've been fooling around with this tape recorder, and I keep talking and nothing comes out. And the reason it doesn't is because I don't push a button.
McGruff here. Take a bite out of my ass.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm your Cloud 19 stewardess, inviting you to listen to a membership chorus singing our Cloud 19 theme song.
We care about you.
Get off my property or I'll beat you up.
You won't take me.
Well,
Jerry Tokine of the National Life Insurance Company.
I want this violence to stop.
Ah, shut up.
And now it's vital information.
I turn letters on a game show for a living.
How the hell would you like for somebody to stick you in your ass three times a day?
I'd like to do it.
He's in for some loving.
And everyone is doing it.
Well, if everyone is doing it,
I'd like to do it.
All of a sudden, my spider sense is tingling. I'm tingling like crazy.
You become naked.
Stark naked!
And off they went. Never mind what people inside the house are doing.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the story of
Dead
monkey. Sad, isn't it?
By practicing and applying the exercises on side two of this record for approximately 2 hours, your psychic experiences will surge forth to you at the oddest times. Before attempting any experiments, be certain that you avoid the use of alcohol, nicotine, or voodoo. This phase is technically known as suggestology. Proficiency will materialize with constant flashes.
As well as the morning, or only in the morning?
I can eat the breakfast one too, so.
The
there's a breakfast bacon lovers and then the evening dinner bacon lovers sandwich?
Yes, it is.
What's the difference between the two?
Breakfast got eggs.
The breakfast has eggs?
Yeah.
What does the dinner one have? It's just bacon on a bun?
No, it's a bacon. It's an all-star burger with more bacon on it. It's bacon bits and bacon on it.
Is there cheese available?
Can you read that song?
Is there cheese available? Can you get cheese on it?
Cheese, come on.
What's the price on that?
I'm going to pay you about $59 or about $29
temporary. I only have one more question. Are you hiring?
No, we're not. We just accept applications.
You're accepting applications?
Yes.
Could I get paid in bacon?
In bacon?
In bacon.
No.
Either the breakfast or the dinner sandwich?
No.
That's not an option? Do I need an identification card to fill out the application?
No, you don't.
No?
You gotta be 16 or older.
Okay, I'm 17.
Well, they're not hiring right now.
They're not hiring, but they are accepting applications?
Yes.
Yeah, but you do not pay in bacons?
No.
How much is the pay?
It depends. You gotta talk to the head manager to hire.
Oh, you're not the hiring manager?
No.
Are you the bacon manager?
No.
I'll stop by and eat a bacon sandwich for breakfast and fill out an application. Do you have orange juice?
Yes, we do.
At all hours?
Yes, we do.
Dinner and breakfast?
Yes.
I'll stop by and have an orange juice with my bacon breakfast sandwich. Do you have hash rounds?
Yes, we do.
You have hash rounds?
Yeah.
So I can get a hash rounds, a bacon breakfast sandwich, and a large orange juice for breakfast?
Yes.
And in a piece.
Do you know how much that would be? I need to ask my dad if I can borrow some money.
Okay, we'll do that, then you can borrow about...
Will $5 cover it all?
It should, yeah.
Okay, I will see you tomorrow. Your name is? Afternoon?
Yeah.
Wait, I can't get the breakfast sandwich in the afternoon, correct? Because I like the egg-bacon combination.
Okay, so you get it in the morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your assistance, Debbie. You've been most patient.
Voice is penetrating your subconscious mind as if you are floating on a cloud. My voice is penetrating your subconscious mind. Is penetrating the subconscious mind.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul, almost out of here. And, I just heard, the beginning set was Wayne Butane with, Dead Monkey Arcade from a split 7-inch with Dum Dum TV. And then we went into Roast Bobos, Constant Flashes of ESP from the album Mandatory Astral Projections. And on top of that, we played some Dormouse, Bacon from the album Broken. And this is one of Tricks Point Never. Physical Memory off of the double CD Rifts. So, keep it locked. I'll be here next week, 3 to 6, Saturday. Bye. WCBN FM Ann Arbor.